Changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Motivate Social Podcast, where we bring you people who are changing the world via social media. I am Dr. Ikeena Finch, and of course, my lovely co-host, Vanessa Canavera, is with me at all times. So, hello, Vanessa, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
I am great. You know, I'm so excited about today's show. Can you tell us about our guest tonight?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I have nothing but so much respect for this man. I've met him through an interview that I had, and come to find out, he has his own radio show, and now Dr. Finch and I are honored to be on his platform as well on our own radio show with him, sharing the message and uplifting others. And this interview is going to be absolutely amazing. Once you hear his story, you'll understand where I'm coming from. So, Jeffrey Moore, are you there?
Hello. Great to talk to you, Vanessa, and Dr. Finch, you as well. Thanks for inviting me to be on your podcast today.
Oh, absolutely. How can we not have you on the podcast? And so we don't want to keep the audience waiting, because I know they're going to be at the end of the seats like we were when we first connected with you, and we still just like, my goodness, just seeing how much you evolved in this business and just helping so many people around the world. But go ahead. Tell them, how are you changing minds through social media?
Well, fantastic. Again, thanks for having me on your show and your listeners. It's great to be with you all this evening and just share a little bit about you. Man, social media, wow. Me being a follower of God and a follower of Jesus Christ, I have to give him the glory in it, because, you know, the enemy wants to come out and, you know, seek, kill, and destroy us. So anything that God puts in place for us to use for his glory, the enemy is going to come in and counterfeit it to try to discount that. So on social media today, we see so much negativity going on, so much drama in people's lives. So many people ran by social media. They just live their lives by social media. So what I try to do is interject the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sometimes it may not be a scripture attached to anything I post. Sometimes it may not be anything like that, just a thought that God gives me. But some little thought that I want to just put out there just to help people, just to motivate them throughout their day, to encourage them throughout the day, and just to let them know, hey, people care about you, people love you, and God loves you, and he wants you to succeed. So if I can share that on my personal page, I also have a fan page, just a public figure page. I have an author page as well as the radio stations you mentioned earlier, the broadcast pages. You know, I can share that stuff through all that and reach people around the world, because let's be honest, I mean, the internet is a way to reach people from all over the world in a way that we can't reach by just in our local communities. Now, it doesn't take away the impact we have on our local communities as well, but it's a great platform. Social media is awesome just to share that, just to encourage people and lift them up. There can be someone that's having just a bad day. And like earlier today, I just posted, hey, you know, if no one's told you lately or something, hey, I love you and I appreciate each and every one of you. Just to let them know, because each one that's on my friends list is someone that has impacted my life, someone that maybe have come into the ministry that shares something that has impacted me, whether good or bad. And that's what I love about social media. I can connect with people. Of course, you can keep up with family, you know, and stuff like that. But if you can share that message and give God the glory through it in your business, it's a marvelous marketing tool to get that out there. The same thing, you know, with Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, I'm not on as much as I probably should be. I've never really bought into that yet, so I'm working on it. So it's one of those, be patient with me while God works on me. But I love sharing stuff. I get to share these remarkable people that God has placed in my life to elevate them. Books that are on there. Vanessa, I've quoted you on some stuff. Dr. Finch, I've quoted you on some stuff and shared your message, because God connects us with people at the right time we need for our life to help us elevate. So if I can help elevate people using my platform, whether it's social media, the radio station, the TV station, whatever it is, I'm going to use what God has gifted me with to be able to do that. So that's just a small part on how I use social media, because I can see, like you guys, you mentioned earlier, that you and Dr. Finch now have a radio program on the Praise Network through Healing Keys Broadcasting Platform that also airs on Praise Orlando Radio, which are my two radio stations, and has a worldwide reach, you know, in over 157 countries. So I can share, check this out, what's so awesome. All I got to do is I got these replays, but through Facebook, I can air up these replays. I can share these links to your archive pages and share that show you did last week that maybe will impact someone and maybe remind somebody. Maybe someone wasn't able to listen in last week, but they were able to listen in today. And so that message you gave last week may be a message for someone next week that God has in plan to hear. So it's amazing how social media allows us to do that. But if we can uplift, if we can pour some encouragement into people, if we can just, you know, be there for them, let them know, you know, I see people all the time, you know, hey, need prayer. Okay, great. So I pray for them immediately. That's one thing that I do. You know, if I hear a prayer request or I see a prayer request on Facebook, I just don't say, hey, I'm going to pray for you or I'll be praying for you. No, I pray instantaneously for you because we live in a busy society. Facebook and stuff like that is a key to that. That's how a lot of people get their news. You know, that's how busy we get. And they start living their life on social media. So if I can sit there and someone says they need prayer, send them, hey, I'm praying for you right now. I may even send them a private inbox just to leave that prayer with them. So if I can connect with those people that are hurting, connect with those people that I can see through Facebook, but maybe not having a good day, send them a private email or a private message through their inbox. Just, hey, just want to send you a word of encouragement today, let you know I'm praying for you, I'm thinking about you, you know, maybe drop a scripture in there and just leave a prayer with them. That's one way that I can share that love of Jesus Christ to impact their life and encourage them.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you just have the whole area covered, and I love that. You know, we have to start giving back. We have to start sharing. Too many of us just hold everything in and don't share the goodness, don't share the wealth. And it's nice and it's so refreshing to hear someone who is all about sharing and giving back. So how did you start with the radio station? Tell us about that.
Well, that's a great story. Actually, it was to go back whenever I recommitted back to God. Goes back to the story on how God connects us, right? So I reconnected back to God back in 2012 in a moment of total surrender. I was down to nothing. I had $200 in my pocket and nothing else. I had the car I was in. I was literally walked out of a terrible relationship, and I was actually on my way to kill myself. I called a friend of mine. She told me I needed to pray. I'm like, I don't pray anymore, threw the phone down, and then I started thinking about that. I started thinking about, well, maybe God is the way. And so I started thinking, I can't be that bad a guy. I know I've made a bunch of bad mistakes, but I can't be that terrible. And so I sat there and was talking to God and had a God encounter, and the rest is history, as they say. And then I got involved in a church, and I met this girl while I was serving, and she said, Jeff, you know, one day I was going to jump up on the camera because I was on the stage crew, and I videoed in a church that broadcasts worldwide. And I was jumping up on the camera to work, and she said, Jeff, come here. She said, you've got to connect with this guy. He shares the same type of love for Jesus and the same type of encouragement you do. I'm like, okay, cool. So I connected with him. Then through him, I got connected in a group called SANA, Single and Not Ashamed. And through that, I started sharing what God put on my heart. Well, that connected with someone else, with Chaisha Powell, who's also the founder of Know Your Self-Worth Network. And she connected me with another person who was a senior editor of a Christian magazine. So I started writing for this Christian magazine. And through that magazine was the same network that that I broadcast through now. I got connected with Bishop Alan Chapins and a few other people, and I was writing, so I was on his radio show. Then that opened up to other radio shows. So I was a guest on about 17 radio shows in about a month and a half period. And I was like, okay, then God sent me to the wilderness. You know, we have our alone time. He's like, Jeff, you need to stop. So I sent in 2 months worth of articles to the magazine, and I just got still and quiet, went into the wilderness, came out of it, and got invited to speak at my first conference in October of last year. I went and spoke at it in Durham, North Carolina. And I had another encounter with God while I was there. It was the first time I'd ever seen an ocean. I was 41 years old, had never seen an ocean. So I walked out into the Atlantic Ocean in Wilmington, and man, just the power of God and the Holy Spirit just came upon me. He said, your life's about to radically change. You're going to go further. I'm like, wow, praise God. And I was just in tears and came out, went back home to Oklahoma. And 2 weeks later, one night, October 21st at 12 a.m., I'll never forget it, I was praying to God to remove distractions in my life, anything that was going to keep me from doing full-time ministry and my calling. So as I prayed that prayer, I just pray anything that's not sent by you for this next season, anything that's not meant to go with me to that next, this next level, God, just remove it from my life. 14 hours later, I was called into the, and this is what where it kind of goes along Vanessa's story. 14 hours later, I was called into the manager's office at work, and I was fired from my full-time job. And I didn't know at first, you know, we have the world, and everything started coming with us. And so I was reached out by Bishop Alan Chapin's. There was something else going on. He asked me, I said, well, man, I just got fired. I just met him 2 weeks earlier. And I just got fired from my full-time job. And so I told him a little bit about what's going on. And then he sent me a message that says, I have crazy airtime and incentives available whenever you're ready. And I'm like, okay. So I wasn't thinking nothing about it. Then I got another call from my editor that told me, Jeff, God just released you into full-time ministry. It's time to launch your ministry. I'm like, yeah, I don't know how to do this. All that. I don't know how. I can't do this. And then I was taken back to Jeremiah where he talks about, you know, I knew you while you were in the womb. I put the words in your mouth. You know, I've already given it to you. That's just Jeff version paraphrasing, just breaking it down. And so then I got another message on Facebook from, there you go, social media again. I got a message on Facebook from an apostle I met in North Carolina. I actually met her on Periscope, and then she came to listen to me speak. And just out of the blue, she sends me, Jeff, God's ways are better than our ways. Launch your ministry now. She had no idea what was going on. So I sat there and I'm like, all right, I decided I was going to do it. The very next day, October 22nd, I launched the ministry. A week later, I started my own radio show. And then that's where the attacks came, just like it happens. We start doing things for the kingdom, and every level we'll get a different attack. My car broke down. Then all this other stuff happened. I couldn't afford to fix it. Then God started blessing me. And then he spoke to me the day before Thanksgiving and said, you need to move to Florida. That's where your ministry is going to flourish. I'm like, okay. I was scared. I called a few people, but I'm telling you, it was all God. All the way down to even purchasing the plane ticket, which is a longer story. God was involved in it. So on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, I go out and purchase a plane ticket to Florida that Friday. So I had Thanksgiving, spent it with some friends of mine, actually my fiance. I was at her house with her family. And we talked about everything that was going on. And that Friday morning, I moved to Orlando, Florida, and I've been here ever since. And since then, less than 2 weeks later, I launched the radio station. Now I own two radio stations and a TV station. My second book's about to come out, so it just kind of forward. I mean, it flourished. So to get to that point to where I launched in radio, I had to go back to those connections that God put in my way. I had no idea I had a thing in radio. I had no idea I was a writer. And now, like I said, I got my second book out that's at the editors now that'll be coming out next month. And I had no idea that all this within me, but God does. That's the thing. He knows us better than we do. And he knew that I would do good in radio. He was training me all up. I was like, man, I don't know how to interview people. Well, I was a law enforcement officer for 16 years. I'm used to interviewing people. And so that's it. He was preparing me. And I said, well, how do you know to talk on a radio? Well, I'm an amateur radio operator. I talk on a radio all the time. I talked on the radio as a police officer. God was preparing me this whole time. And then you can see that where he moves into that. So whatever, one thing I would like your listeners that are listening in, that, you know, they may have been going through a lot of financial struggle. They may be going through a relationship struggle. But God knows what you're going through. He's prepared you for this. And this whole time, he's been preparing you for your purpose, for your final destination. So how you can reach people and how you can reach out and change the world through your own testimony, through your own experience, and that gift that he has given you that no one else can do.
Now, that is amazing. That alone is amazing, because sometimes people are too afraid to be able to understand that they do have something bigger with inside of them. But because they are holding the fear as a badge of honor, mm-hmm. versus their faith, they stay with average. And so we have to be able to trust the God who has got us through so many obstacles in our life, and to know that he's going to get us through that next one. So that's commendable of you to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and go his way, because I put so much into law enforcement. I put so much into other people. I put so much, you know what I mean? But you have to be able to take that turn and understand this turn is for a reason, and it's to your good. And so here you are on a platform that's bigger than what you expected.
I didn't catch all of it. Your phone's breaking up. Yeah, what you're talking about is the fear. You know, the thing is, Vanessa, what happened with that whole thing when he told me to move to Orlando, Florida, he had already made a way for me. I didn't see that way till a friend, you know, I told you guys in my story that I was on my way to kill myself. The person I called that told me to pray is actually whose house I live in. So we've known each other for over 20 years, and God was setting that up that far ago. But whenever he told me to move, well, it's awesome. He told me to get rid of everything I had. I literally moved to Orlando, Florida with $300 in my pocket and 7 days worth of clothes. And that was last November. And it was a total move of faith. I ain't going to lie. I'll be transparent. I was scared to death. But the moment I sat down on this foot in Florida and started working out my purpose, that's when everything started to happen, because you said it. Because of that faith, I turned that fear into faith. Faith knowing that God made these promises to me, knowing that there's so many promises in the Bible that he says that are mine. All I got to do is have faith and trust in him. I can't have fear and trust God at the same time. I can't have fear and have faith at the same time. If you have both of those, something's out of sync, and you need to get back synced in on God to where that faith and that fear is gone, that faith takes over. And it's only through that faith and that trust in God that we can move into our purpose, that we can overcome these things, you know. And people tell me all the time, how can you believe in a God you can't see? I'm like, how can you believe in a God that you can't prove is not there? I can't see God, but I can feel him. I see God in everything that I look. I'm looking out the window right now here in Orlando, Florida. I'm looking out the window. I see the trees. I see the sky. I see clouds. I see blue skies. I see little lizards running around. How can I not believe in a God? How can I not believe in a greater being other than myself and us humans that have sat here and created all this? I can't, because I feel him. I feel him in the wind. I feel him in every breath I take, everything I gaze my eyes upon. I see and feel God. So it's through that feeling, through that faith, through that emotion that I can conquer fear, that I can put on the full armor of God every day, and that I can fight any of these attacks that come against me, because that weapon's going to form, but it's not going to prosper. It says it's that in the Bible. And by that, anything that comes against us that's not sent by God, as long as we have faith in him and we don't let it have a thought in our body, we take that thought captive, we cast it out, we are going to prosper. Some of these things that we get attacked with are meant to teach us a lesson. God, you know, you've said it, and I know everybody else says sometimes, you know, God will calm the storm. Other times he'll calm this child. I think you said it last night on a show. I've used that all the time, and that's it. So if that storm's allowing to rage and he calms you, look at the might and his power. But if he allows that storm to continue and you to still keep going, he's trying to get you to get that peace, to get that trust and dependence on him. He had to take me to a level of dependence where there was nothing but God. And that's where you're talking about the brokenness, you know, and how we have to rebuild from that. He's going to take us to a level when it's total trust, total dependence, everything on him. And people say, yeah, I trust God, but they always add this but. And you hear anyone that talking to, and anyone that hasn't had to rebuild like yourself or so many others, that's sitting there going, yeah, I trust God, but, you know, I know how to do my finances. Well, really? I don't. I don't know how to work life. I can't control life. I made all these wrong decisions for 20 years until I recommitted to God. And I literally, whenever I threw my hands up and told the truth, I said, God, I give you control of my life. I cannot make these right decisions. So now whenever I make a decision, it's lined up with God, even if it's to have a new radio program that comes on the radio show. It's the same thing with you. Whenever I invited you and Dr. Finch, you know, I ain't telling you what to do. I'm just telling you what God's put on my heart. So I tell you what God's put on my heart, what I can offer you here and how we can take your message further. And that's what I do by elevating others. I let God be the manager of that radio station. I let God be the CEO of my life. And therefore, what do I get? I get money from God that he sends to me for me to prosper, for me to gain, for me to go. I'm not a millionaire. I don't want to be a millionaire. I just want what God has for me. If that's $1 million, great. If that's $1 billion, great. But I know no matter what, he's going to provide for me. He's going to sustain me. And ever since I've been here in Florida, that's just how it's been, and it's gone that way every day of my life.
Oh, my goodness. That is powerful. And, I mean, I love how you just live and you just praise him with every breath. That is just so beautiful, you know, and so refreshing. You know, mm-hmm. where there's places where you can't even say the name on your workplace. You know, it's so nice to be able to talk to somebody who does nothing but praise him, you know. So, yes,
amen.
I definitely want to say something about that. So now, Mr. Jeffrey, can you please give the people one strong final nugget that will lead them on their way? And, of course, how do we find you? And what's up
Absolutely.
Next for Praise Orlando?
Whew. Oh, my gosh. Well, I want everyone that I come in contact, that includes you, Vanessa, Dr. Finch, you as well, and so many others. I want y'all to live a life like I live. I lack nothing. But here's the deal. I want y'all to live your life divinely, carelessly. Why? Because God says you can. If I see someone out there and God says, give that guy $20, I just give him $20. If I'm in a restaurant, God says, tip that waitress $100. I tip her $100. Why? Because God tells me I can't. What's he going to do? He's going to replace that. You can't outgive God, folks. I'm telling you right here and right now, you can't outgive God. You can't outgive love. You can't outgive financially. You can't give out spiritually more than God. So if we each live our lives divinely carelessly by giving everything we have to everybody, because let me tell you this, folks, none of this is yours. The whatever your device you're using to listen to this podcast, your home, your lawn, the money in your pocket is not yours, it's God's. He's given that to you. So we use that. We be generous with that and good stewards of that money, of that love that he gives you, of everything. So once you turn your heart from that cold side and you go into living for him, that warm side, that love, that light into the world, share it with everybody. It's not for us. Dr. Finch has much wisdom. It's not just for her. It's to be shared with the world. Vanessa has her own wisdom. She can reach people that Dr. Finch can reach. Dr. Finch can reach people that I can reach. I can reach people that they can't reach. That's why we do this together. We share that love. We're better together. We're stronger together. That's not an endorsement for a political candidate right now, but we are stronger together. It's biblical, folks. Go look it up. When one of us falls, we lift the other up. Vanessa, she can tell you, I called her today. Hey, here's what word I got for you today. And it was specifically for her. That's how it is to live for God. He will have you to where you lift other people up, where you encourage them. But we have to make that choice to do that. We have to make the choice to live for him daily. We have to make that conscious choice to wake up every morning, and we're going to fight for the kingdom of God. Why? Because we deserve it, and he deserves our glory and praise. Because in the end, it's all about him. It's all about him and sharing his love for the kingdom and sharing his love moving forward. So give into that. Give into that. You know, it's so easy, and there's some struggles. I mean, believe me, I have trials and I have tribulations that come against me, and but we just live for him and give him the praise through the good times and the bad times. That's the key, the good times and the bad times. So many people use God as a safety net. Mm-mm. Praise him during the good times. Praise him during the good times. But you can reach me on Facebook. My public figure page is Jeffrey S. Moore. You can connect with me there. Praise Orlando has its own Facebook page as well as the Praise Network Global Radio. We kind of tie all those together, Healing Keys Ministry as well. You can also send me an email anytime at jeffrey@healingkeysministry.com. Go to our website, www.healingkeysministry.com, which is about to have a huge change coming. And that's thanks to Dr. Finch, people. She kind of turned me on to some things, and so she's going to work with me on that because she's stronger at that than I am, and that's what I'm talking about. That's what we share, each other's gifts with each other, and that's how we do this. So you can do that. Praise Orlando Radio and Praise Network, Healing Keys Broadcasting as a whole. We are growing. We've got some new shows that will be launching starting September 1st. I just got off the phone a little bit, actually less than an hour ago, with another person that's going to be coming on the radio show. So we got three new programs coming on between them all. We recently launched TV, so we're expanding the TV part of it. We're going to do some stuff with the hearing impaired people. That's a thing that I'm connecting with another group with that's working to be able to broadcast some stuff in sign language for the hearing impaired people that still need to, you know, get the word of God. That way we have to do what other people, we have to do what no one else is doing to reach those people for the kingdom of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to do. We have to do, we have to go further. We, as long as there's one hurting person, I'm not big enough. Praise Orlando's not big enough. Praise Network Global's not big enough. Healing Keys Ministry is not big enough. As long as there's one person hurting on the face of this planet that hasn't heard the word of God, we're going to go further and we're going to find a way to reach them and share that gospel with them. So that's what we're doing there. And then, like I said, I got my next book that'll be coming out next month. It's Wisdom Keys for Men is what it's at. It's a men's devotional aimed at men. However, there's a lot of nuggets in there for women as well. So just have some stuff that God gave me during my alone time with him over the last 2 or 3, 4 years. Just kind of compiled it and shared that together. And then, of course, you know, at the end, there's some few helpful scriptures to help you throughout your day. Like I said, it's primarily aimed at men about how being a man of God looks and how to transform your life into that. But there's a lot of good things for women in there as well. I got a few topics on marriage. You know, it's a great little thing, and I love how it's turned out. And like I said, that'll be coming out next month, and we'll be talking about it more on the radio network as well as the website. So that's it. You can reach out on social media, reach out on our website, email me, however it is. Get a hold of Dr. Finch or Vanessa, and they know how to get a hold of me as well.
Yes, it just has been absolutely, absolutely amazing, just amazing. Many, many people need to hear the story. Many people need to know that it's okay. The struggle is already setting you up for success, and that's exactly what happened. And so more people need to latch arms together to be able to know that it's okay, and that's exactly what you're doing. And so as we are closing out the show, we thank you so much for taking the time out of your hectic schedule to be able to share the message to more people around the world.
Amen. Thank you for having me. I want to throw one more thing out there. It'll probably be in September or October. We are also going to be doing a live event, and y'all will be hearing more about this through Praise Network as well and y'all's station, because y'all will be attributed to this. But we are doing a live event on the radio station, and we are bringing in community leaders from around the United States, but primarily the Chicago area. Vanessa, this is where you come in. We're going to talk about the violence that's going on, the youth. We're going to target youth, how communities can get involved, how churches can get involved, how each of these, we have a police chief that's going to come on. We've got, actually, I cannot say his name, but we have a gang leader in Chicago that has agreed to come on the radio show with us. And we're going to talk about that because he's tired of the violence too, and he's a gang leader. So God's making a move. We're going to cover Chicago, and we're going to, through that, we're going to be able to reach in other parts of the United States and the world and see if we can't help these youth that are having such a troubled time. But I just want to throw that out there right quick. There'll be more about that coming on.
Oh, my goodness, Jeffrey. You are the mover and the shaker, aren't you? Holding out all those good nuggets.
Unapologetically. I step on toes all the time.
Well, you know, if Jeffrey said something today that resonated with you, please find this podcast on changyourmindsonline.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and, of course, our YouTube channel. Thank you so much, Jeffrey, for sharing all of your nuggets, all of your gifts, and especially sharing the Word of God.
Amen. Thank you for having me.
So we want to thank everyone for listening today to the Motivate Social Podcast, where we will continue to bring you people who are changing the world via social media. So until next time, good night, everyone.
Good night.